And now this is a dictation for Charles Stoll, S-T-U-L-L, September 25, 1952. Addresses a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, 291-5348. Dear Mr. Thwaites, teleconference for Mr. Stoll, who has biopsy proving membranous nephropathy with positive serology for PLA2R, prior treatment cyclophosphamide prednisone with immediate recurrence. We started on Rituxan, dose given late September, early October. He has a mass right breast removed. Pathology is pending. Incision is well healed. Has gained weight, presently 205, good appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, blood melanin, urine without cloudiness or blood, edema much improved on diuretics. He's trying to do soul restriction. Denies chest pain palpitation, dyspnea or norphopnea PND, isolated nose bleeding, which is not severe. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph. Medications I want to highlight. We are doing thromboembolism prophylaxis with Eliquis, a low dose, only 2.5 once a day because of the nose bleeding. He is on pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrin to protect from stomach ulcers on Prilosec. On cholesterol treatment for blood pressure on Demadex, Losartan, and Norvasc. Next paragraph, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, blood pressure 117 over 60. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Few days ago, March, creatinine 2.5. He has widely fluctuate as high as 5, most of the time under 3. Present GFR 27, stage 4, sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis acceptable, low albumin at 3.3, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus mild elevated 4.5, low normal white blood cell, normal platelets, anemia 9.9, lymphocytes decrease 920. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Membranous nephropathy, biopsy proving, positive antibodies, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, LA2R. He is close to 6 months from Rituxan. 24-hour collection of protein has improved from 22 grams down to 6 grams. Significant improvement, but is still not considered partial, and of course not complete response. Partial response needs to be below 3.5 grams, which is the cutoff for nephrotic syndrome proteinuria. We'll see what the new collection shows by the end of April. We will discuss if he will benefit from any further immunosuppressants. He already has persistently low lymphopenia, and there is risk for infection, among others. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled. Next number, thromboembolism prophylaxis. Next number, opportunistic pneumonia prophylaxis. Next number, gastrointestinal ulcer bleeding prophylaxis. Next number, prior viral keratitis. Eyesight back to normal. Next number, mass on the breast, awaiting pathology. Next number, vitamin D deficiency, likely related to nephrotic syndrome. The vitamin D binder protein is lost in this condition. Next number, hyperlipidemia on treatment. Next number, L4, L5 radiculopathy with foot drop and numbness. Is stable over time. He's not interested in procedures. Next number, advanced renal failure, CKD stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, anemia, minor nose bleeding, but no other factor. We might do EPO treatment as long as iron studies are appropriate. Next number, elevated phosphorus, continued diet. For the present time, no binders are indicated. Next paragraph, come back with results of blood and 24-hour urine the first week of May. End of dictation.